Test 67, Section 4, Question 14. With this one, we're trying to find a flaw. And it says, does a recent meteorite from Mars contain fossilized bacteria? So it's just kind of a question, does it have it? Tagger argues that the bacteria-like structures found in this cannot be fossilized bacteria on the grounds they're 0.1% the volume of the smallest earthly. So it's saying they can't be bacteria because they're too small. They're smaller than, you know, Earth. However, Tagger's view cannot be right, so that sounds like the conclusion. So Tagger's wrong. Tagger does not accept the views of S and T, who maintain that Martian bacteria would shrink to 0.1% of their normal volume when water or other nutrients were in short supply. So it's saying they would shrink if they were in short supply. Now, the problem with this is, so we're looking for the flaw, okay? So the flaw is Tagger is wrong, and the evidence is just Tagger doesn't accept the views of these other people who say that it would shrink. Well, we don't know that that makes Tagger wrong. It just because Tagger doesn't accept their views, the flaw with this is we have to assume that for some reason that they are right, that S and T, Swiderski and Terada are right. So we're looking for the flaw, and we're kind of assuming that these other people are right about that statement about the bacteria. So A, the argument presumes that justification that the authorities cited have always held the views. We don't have to assume that they always have, just what they currently do. The argument provides no justification for giving preference to the views of one rather than the other of two competing sets of authorities. This is what we've got going on, because it's assuming that their Swiderski and Terada are right, and that therefore Tagger is wrong, so B is quite good. The argument takes for granted that the number of authorities supporting a particular hypothesis is an indication of how accurate that is. In fact, this argument isn't relying on the number, even though, yes, it does mention two, but it doesn't assume that just having a larger number is automatically better. And so we don't have to assume C. Then the argument appeals to the views that contradict each other to support rather than support one another. Well, that's not really the flaw. You can have two that contradict each other and show why one is right. It's not the fact that you can't have conflicting viewpoints. You just have to show why one of them is correct. And then E, the argument presumes without justification, again that means assumes, that the opinions of all experts are equally justified. Actually, it's kind of rejecting that. It doesn't assume that. It assumes the opposite. It assumes that Terada and Swiderski are right and that Tagger is wrong, so it's actually giving more credence to one over the other. And therefore, answer choice B is our best response.